This is Akashvani, the news read by Sairam Mujtaba. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters in their favour. All 20 seats in Kerala, 14 of 28 in Karnataka, 13 of 25 seats in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase on Friday. Voting in 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency of Manipur will also be held on the same day. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a tour of Madhya Pradesh today. After public meetings in Sagar and Harda, he will hold a roadshow in Bhopal. Meanwhile, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh on the 26th of April. Election campaigning will end in these areas from 6 p.m. today. Prime Minister Modi greeted the nation on Panchayati Raj Day. In a social media post, he appreciated all those working at the grassroots to transform rural India and ensure a better quality of life for the people. He said that the government will continue to work to strengthen Panchayati Raj institutions and give wings to people's dreams. In Kerala, all three major political fronts are in a heated campaign mode with the presence of national leaders. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign for NDA in Alappuzha today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is in Wayanad to campaign for United Democratic Front. Senior left front leaders including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will campaign for Left Democratic Front. The state chief electoral officer Sanjay Kaul has informed that the state is fully prepared for the election and directed everyone to strictly adhere to the code of conduct. The southernmost state of India has over 2.77 crore voters who will be casting their votes in 25,358 polling booths across the state on Friday. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand, will be attending the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute FRI in Dehradun today. As many as 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with two training officers from the Friendly Nation of Bhutan, will be graduating from the Academy's 2022-24 batch. The state of Madhya Pradesh is going to get the maximum number of 15 officers from the current batch, while Uttarakhand will get the services of 3 officers. In a decisive move, the National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested key accused in the 2022 Atari Border Narcotics Haul case. The agency confirmed the arrest of the accused, Tehseem alias Mota, who is a resident of Shamli, Uttar Pradesh. The NIA said that customs officials intercepted around 103 kilograms of heroin valued at approximately 700 crore rupees in April 2022 after it was smuggled into India from Afghanistan through Atari Amritsar. The case relates to a major conspiracy hatched by the international drug cartel to circulate drugs in India through various distributors and channelize the proceeds to the foreign-based masterminds. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India truly believes that a strong and unified association of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN, can play a constructive role in the emerging regional architecture of the Indo-Pacific. Speaking at the first ASEAN Future Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that the synergy between India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific provides a strong framework of cooperation, addressing challenges to comprehensive security. The United States Senate has approved a controversial landmark bill that could see TikTok banned in the U.S. The bill will now be handed over to U.S. President Joe Biden, who has vowed to sign it into law as soon as it reaches his desk. If that happens, ByteDance will have to seek approval from Chinese officials to complete a forced sale, which Beijing has vowed to oppose. And an IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at M.E. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.